Welcome to another inspirational message from Gateway Life Church. We're so glad you've joined us and trust that this podcast will be a blessing to you.
I see a church where the vision and the mission are clear, consistent, contagious, and progressive. I see a church that is Bible-based, Christ-centered, kingdom-minded, making disciples, and Holy Spirit empowered. A church that loves God by loving people and serves God by serving people. I see a church that is generously living and giving and is built on the sacrifices of many and not just a few. A church that counts the cost, pays the price, and preaches its best messages through what we do and not just by what we say. I see a church that becomes a growing spiritual family, a church where transformation not only comes to their generation, but positively alters the course of the generations to come.
And so there must be a change in your life. Old things pass away. Behold, all things become new. The child of God, a change has taken place. Oh, give your life to Jesus Christ and let him live in you and be a shining witness for Christ. Become salt in your community. Become a light in your community. Let the people know where you stand for Christ. The Bible teaches that the church is like a vine with its many branches. It's like living stones built together, members of the body of Christ all knit together.
Well, good morning. It's been a great service so far. And today is actually the conclusion of our series entitled My Heart, My House. And, you know, we get a lot of great feedback around our sermon series. And we've had some great feedback, you know, over the last few series that we've done. But I got to say that the whole series around My Heart and My House, it's like, wow, we have received so much encouragement, so much feedback about how great this service, this series has been. And so we want to say thank you. We want to say thank you for downloading the podcast and for all of your encouragement. I also wanted to announce today that beginning next Sunday, beginning next Sunday, which is Father's Day, hey, don't miss the man, the men's ministry crew, the presentation that we're going to bring. You may want to get out your phones and videotape it. I don't know. You may not. But you may. And but next Sunday, we're launching a new series for the months of September and October entitled Unlimited. Take a look at the screen. Yeah. So we're really excited. And why don't we give the Lord a hand of praise for this series in advance? Come on, give him a hand of praise. Yeah. And you know, really, a big part of the whole series is about us putting our faith in an unlimited God who can do exceedingly, abundantly, above all we can imagine or dream. And so that's what we're going to be talking about. And we're also looking forward to getting some testimonies about what this unlimited God, whom the universe cannot contain, we're looking forward to hearing what God can do in and through us. Are you excited? Well, like you've already heard, we've got some water baptisms today. I want to talk about water baptism for a few moments before I invite all of those who are being water baptized today. We're going to hear from each one as to why they're being baptized, which is a really cool part of our water baptism services. I want to talk about it just in case you don't know what water baptism is all about according to the scriptures, and in case some amongst us need a reminder also as you go and teach others. Like, this is kind of like, hey, what if a non-Christian says, hey, I've heard about water baptism. Do you know anything about it? It ought to be something we ought to be able to respond to. Amen. So the word baptism actually means the process of immersion, submersion, or to be made fully wet. The word in Greek, the original language of the New Testament, is the word baptizo, which primarily means to dunk or to be fully immersed. What does water baptism symbolize? Well, our entrance into the water during baptism, it identifies with Christ's death on the cross and his burial in the tomb. When we come out of the water, we identify with the resurrection life of Christ from the dead. So when we go under, it's like burying the old life spiritually, okay? Like we bury someone in the natural. Have you noticed that when we bury someone in the natural, there aren't certain parts hanging out of the earth? Do you understand what I'm saying? There ain't any limbs appearing. There's nothing visible. They go under the earth because we've buried them. So it is with baptism. When we come out of the water, it's identifying with the resurrection of Jesus Christ when he rose from the dead. And that's what it represents. In Colossians chapter 2, verse 12, buried with him, Jesus, in baptism, in which you were also raised with him through faith in the working of God who raised him from the dead. You know, even the very act of fuller immersion in water, like as each one goes under the water, for a few moments there is the cessation of breath. Like they can't breathe. No one can breathe underwater. So when they go under, all breath ceases to exist. Okay? Which again represents death to self and submersion, meaning below the surface and the burial and so on. Water baptism, in case you didn't know, was first preached by John the Baptist over 2,000 years ago in Mark chapter 1, verses 4 and 5. It was demonstrated and experienced by Jesus Christ through his own water baptism. In Matthew chapter 3, verses 13 to 17, it was also commanded by Jesus. In Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 to 20, and was continually practiced by the early church, starting in Acts chapter 2. There's a lot that I could say about Acts chapter 2 and everything else, but you know, in the book of Acts, you will never read of an unbaptized Christian. Water baptism immediately and always followed salvation and was never seen as something that ought to be delayed or put off. And that was my testimony. You know, when I first learned about water baptism and the fact that Jesus commanded that we're all water baptized, I'm like, so when are we doing it? When are we doing it? I didn't even need a water baptism class. It's like Jesus said it. That settles it. I'm in. And that's how it's got to be. Jesus said it. That's it. No more to be said because he is Lord. He is Lord. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Okay, so when should one be water baptized? Maybe you're asking, hey, when should I be water baptized? Well, water baptism always follows conviction of sin, confession and repentance of sin, where one asks God for forgiveness, and of course, confession that Jesus Christ is our Lord and the Savior of our soul. That's when we get water baptized. Excuse me. It's like that flu. It's like my jacket had wings. I was looking up there because there was a little message up there saying that the overhead projector is overheating. The projector was overheating. Okay. All right. Okay. What if I was water baptized as a baby? And personally speaking, I was baptized as a baby in what you would call a more traditional church and was sprinkled with water. But like I already said, you know, no one ever got buried with a bit of dirt being sprinkled on them. They get fully immersed. Okay, so I was sprinkled as a baby, but the reality is it didn't follow repentance of sin. And water baptism must always follow repentance of sin. Because when I was a baby, I was too young to know right and wrong. I was too young to know, I didn't even know what sin was. I was like in a total, if you like, and I put it this way, don't want to freak anyone out, either here or online, but it's like I was in a hypnotic state. When you're a baby from 0 to 5 to 7, it's like all you're actually doing is just totally taking in your whole environment. And that's why it takes a long time for God to get us and our past out of us. Plus, the decision to be sprinkled with water was a decision that was made for me, and it wasn't a personal one. In fact, the Bible doesn't actually reference anything regarding infant baptism at all. And in case you don't know, Jesus himself was water baptized at the age of 30, which is amazing. At the age of 30, he is water baptized. Before I invite those who are being water baptized onto the platform today, I want to talk now about the four spiritual blessings to water baptism. I remember my own water baptism, and my experience was my own experience. It ain't necessarily the same experience for everyone, but I do believe and I do declare and I do claim that the following four blessings that I'm going to talk about today will be everyone's experience today based on the water baptism of Jesus Christ. And this is Matthew chapter 3, verses 16 to 17 forms Gateway Word of the Week, posted every Monday morning, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so let's look at the water baptism of Jesus. Matthew chapter 3, verse 16 says, when he, Jesus, had been water baptized, Jesus came up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens were open to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting upon him. Verse 17, and suddenly a voice came from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Four blessings to water baptism. And this is even a reminder for those who have been water baptized to remember and to claim these four blessings for your life. And perhaps as you hear these four blessings, it could be that someone has let go of them, someone has dropped them, and I just want to say it's a good day to pick them up again. Number one, God is pleased because of our obedience to his word and his will for our lives. Number one, God is pleased because of our obedience, because we chose to follow in the footsteps of Jesus. Number two, according to the scripture, the heavens were opened. It's not like the sky rolled back like a scroll, but what actually happened was that Jesus then enters into a new spiritual realm and reality. He just became all the more aware. Number three, God's voice becomes clearer to us because what is seen is now entered into. And number four, our adoption to our Heavenly Father as children of God is affirmed. And that was one of the great things that I just really felt the blessing of God around. I just felt the affirmation of the love of my Father. God the Father said of Jesus, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. And I just know that as each one comes up from underneath the water, there's going to be a great sense of just, you are my son. You are my daughter in whom I am well placed. Praise God. You can clap. I just want to invite the following people now to come to the platform. Gavin Ollington, Ace Pulu, Elijah Hawkins, Peter McMurray. And if you could please just correctly pronounce the rest of the names. Thank you.
Analika watu wafuatao wakuje mbele.
Amen.
Kwa mazabau yale majina umesikia metaja.
Word.
Sole Riziki.
Preach.
Kiza Didone.
Teach.
Aisha Saidi.
Now listen, if you can't say it.
Carlos Hassan and San Morena.
All right, y'all better come. Thank you, Pastor Bali. Thank you so much. All right, I also want to invite Jasper Quinn to come. And why don't you come, bro? Let's give Jasper a great big hand. Fantastic.
That's all, brother. Thank you so much. You can be seated.
All Okay. Thank you, Rai. Or as in the Philippines, they say Roy and Ray. All right. Check this out. Give them another big hand. Woo! So what I'm going to do, there's a couple of things that I'm going to do right now. The first thing is I'm going to ask each one why they are choosing to be water baptized today. And then I'm going to ask for a confession of faith in which they will respond, we do, or I do rather. And but I'm just going to begin to interview each one right now. I'm just going to randomly choose some people, and they're going to share with us why they're taking this next step in their faith journey, and then we're going to begin to water baptize them today. So I'm going to begin up this end and just move along. And so I would ask you to, first of all, introduce yourself, tell everyone, introduce yourself, then tell everyone how long you've been coming to Gateway for and why you're choosing to be water baptized today.
Hello, guys. My name is Carlos. And then this is 1 year I've been Gateway. 1 year and a half, I think. And then because I went to follow Jesus. And I went to follow Jesus in the steps and serve my Jesus Christ. Yes.
Fantastic. Yep. Thank you.
Praise God, church. My name is Telesfor, or can call me Foy. Yeah, I've been here at Gateway Church 4 months now. Me too, I want to follow the steps of Jesus Christ because I'm a Christian, and I want to follow Jesus. By the way, I born in a Christian family, and I grew up in a Christian family, but I didn't get a chance of being baptized. I think it is because I was a kid, and I didn't know the meaning of being baptized, but I think now it's the time. Yeah.
Hello, my name is Soleil. So I've been here in Get Church just 3 months now. So just the reason why that's a be but side, it's because I was born in a Muslim family, my dad, my mom, so I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Okay. Just when I remember, that makes me cry. Okay, cause I was born in Muslim family. Just leave it. Something that I can say. It's like I was praying with something that I don't know, I don't understand. Because it's like they forced me, you know, Muslim family forced their child to follow their religion. So just when I have 17 years old, just my first boyfriend, that I remember, He came and told me that, you know, Soleil, now I want to leave you. So I'm going far, so I can't see you again. But one thing that I can give you, just the gift that I can give you all day you can remember. She gave me a Bible since that day. So since that day, I just sit myself, just I'm going to my room and I say, since this day, I changed the religion, I changed all things. So my family asked me about faith, about everyone know Edie. Just why you don't to fast, I don't, so I know it's my, just I'm ill, I don't know what, just I make them that, so I don't know what can I say. But they don't know. I be just some stories make me cry, because it's about him.
Yeah. Amen.
It is about. Are you finished?
Yeah.
Yes, he wants to finish with, it's all about him. So true, it's all about Jesus.
Hallelujah. My name is Kiza. So I'm going to talk in Swahili because my English is a little bit. Bwanesu asifiwe. Asifiwe tena. Mimi leo nataka batizwa kwa sababu nataka kumfuata, nataka kumtumikia Yesu kwa Bwana na Mwokozi wangu. Hallelujah.
Come up here. This is actually, how old are you? Yeah. You're 14? Okay, beautiful. I just wanted to ask that question because Elijah is the youngest member being water baptized today, which is very cool. He is 12 years, how, no, 12, 13, 12, yeah, you're 12, yeah. And last Sunday we talked about how Eli was training up Samuel for the ministry, and Samuel was 12 years of age. And so I believe it's very significant that we have a 12-year-old here today. I'm so proud of you, and you're leading the way. By you taking this next step, you are leading the way for all of those in Gateway Kids, and for all of those watching you today. It's very cool. So, why don't you share with us why you're being water baptized today?
Recently, I haven't really been feeling like coming to church as much as I used to, and last time when we had baptizing, I felt like I wanted to get baptized, but I didn't stand up and say, yes, I'll go get baptized. But this time I felt different and came out and said, yes, I'll get baptized.
That's fantastic. Fantastic. And come here, Jasper. This is Jasper Quinn. Yeah. Josh and Jeff's younger brother. And you were at youth on Friday night, and I put out an altar call there for anyone who wanted to be water baptized, who was not yet water baptized. And Jasper responded, and Carlos responded, which is really cool, and some others, but it's going to be just the right time for the others to come. But you were going to be water baptized today, is that right? Yeah. But why don't you share with everyone why you're not going to be water baptized today, but why you'll be water baptized in the future?
The reason I'm not doing it today is because my family couldn't be there for me today, and they're up in Sydney. But the reason I want to do it is so I want to follow Jesus, so he can be in my heart, be there for me whenever I need him, and that he will always be there for me.
And you also, yeah, like it's also very much in your heart to get your whole family here so that they could witness that great event. Is that right?
Yeah, sure is.
That's so cool. And that's going to be a great, great day. And that's not too far from now either. We'll begin to plan that, okay? Real soon. You can go and take your place there. That's fantastic. Peter, you come along to men's and things like that. Tell us why you're being water baptized today.
Because I just heard about this. and because I just want to be trusting to the Lord, and I just want to be baptized today. And so, and that, and Jason, Pastor Jason, had a talk to Paul, and I just want to get a, all this and that, because I do believe in him, and I got family lives a long way from here, about 7 hours, and they can't be here on much more than that today, so I just would pray to them for them, and especially from my brother too. Amen. And I just amen.
Fantastic. Hello, sister. How are you? Why don't you tell us why you're being water baptized?
Kwa jina naitwa Aisha Saidi. Natabatizwa leo na tamfuata Yesu.
Hello, Gavin. Good to see you here, bro.
Okay, so my name's Gavin Ollington. I've been coming to Gateway for about 2 years now, on and off. I have to say, it's probably Mark Waite in the House by Heart series. He said hokey pokey. That really resonated with me because I've really been in and out. I really have not done it for the right reasons, done it for me. I've done it for what I thought was the right reasons. I haven't really, really followed anything strongly enough. I've always, my whole life, just been here and there, never focused on the one thing or even confident in my own abilities of that, them things. My father passed away 6 years ago yesterday. 2 years ago, I found out that he was a pastor, and I had never ever realised that. My mother has given me his Bible. It's a very old, tattered Bible, but yeah, it was a wonderful thing. But even that sort of didn't really convict me enough to follow Jesus and the Holy Spirit the right way. I was always, the world is a better place to be, to be honest, than to be in church and focused on the real things that matter in life. But in middle of February, I had what I would call a life-changing experience. It was a huge, huge moment in my life. And it changed my whole focus. It changed on what I looked forward to, what I wanted to be around. And from that moment, I realised where I needed to be. I was called by God and realised that the strength that he was giving to me and following me. And ever since then, my life has changed dramatically. It's changed awesomely. I've gone forward. I'm a lot stronger in my commitment to God. Things have happened. We've talked about men's ministry and stuff. And one just recently, we're talking about follow God's path and don't look too far in the future. Look to the light that's right in front of you. And Pastor Jason did a thing. He wasn't going to do it. He turned all the lights out, hold a torch down, and shone in front of his feet and said, that's where you focus on. You focus there. You don't focus in the distance. And that's what resonated with me. Had a friend gave me a message that same morning, and it was about the light. Right? And it was about following Jesus and about staying confident. I do know now that it's the most uplifting, encouraging thing that I've ever gone through. Yeah. All right, and I really believe it. And that's why I'm here today, to commit 100% to Jesus Christ, the Lord, and my thing. Because I believe in him so much, and I want to do it. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.
Well said. Well said. And going to hand the mic over to Ace in just a moment. And, you know, little story. A gym that I used to go to, it was called Jets. It closed down. And I'm thinking, oh, what am I going to do now? And I thought to myself, oh, there's a gym around the corner called Well Gym. So I became a member of that in December last year. And then I sort of didn't meet Ace, but I saw him. It's like I couldn't miss him. And he's one of the personal trainers there. He's on staff. And I just want to say that there was this moment, and this is like a story. I saw this photo of Ace on the World Gym Instagram, and it was a picture of him. And the testimony goes, the story goes, that when I saw his photo, my heart filled with the supernatural love of God. And so I liked it. And And then... That's how it all started. That's how our bromance started. And then it wasn't too long. He started following me on Instagram, right? And I saw it come up and I thought, gosh, I don't know. What do I do now? Do I respond straight away? Or is it too soon? I wasn't sure what to do. And so I thought, be cool. Because God's filled your heart with love for this guy. Now he's following you. So be cool. So I sort of timed it for about 3 or 4 hours later, followed him back. And I started to, message him based on some of the stories that he would send, saying, that's good wisdom, mate, stuff like that. And we kind of started connecting like that, more online. I said, hey, let's talk sometime. And he started to love to. And so then we would see each other at the gym. And then it was like another moment. Do I go and say hello now? Because I'm not sure if he's busy and whatever. And this, I thought, this is ridiculous. So I made an appointment to see him because I wanted to learn about your nutrition and training and stuff like that. And that was, that's really how it all started. And that was like last month in July, early July. And because of those few little steps, here we are today. Glory to God. So I'm only sharing that to inspire someone's faith. It's going to hand it over to Ace. He's going to tell us why he's being water baptized. Bless you, man.
Thank you. Praise the God. I want to share a flip side to that story because it's a little bit deeper to that. So I've been in Albury just over a year now, and I was challenged in finding a church that I want to settle in, and had a lot of anxiety, like just couldn't do it for whatever reason, whatever excuse we had. That was fine. Gateway Church was mentioned to me, and it actually was the first church that came up on the phones when you put your navigator on and you say, churches in Albury. And it just stood out. I'm sure many of you have had moments where something just stands out, you don't understand why, it sticks in your head. That was one particular moment. Anyway, because I know absolutely everything, anyone who knows me knows I know everything, so I was like, it's not important. I had a good friend that I was blessed with, John. He's here today. He's come a very long way to for the baptism. Thank you, Peter, and his wife as well. Thank you for coming. He actually took me to one of the churches in town just to help get me started there. This was maybe a year ago as well. And it's funny, randomly at the end of that conversation, at the end of that evening, he also mentioned Gateway. And again, because I knew everything, I was like, Gateway, yeah, doesn't matter. Don't worry about it. I'll come back to it. I'll get to it. So, and over the course of this past year, it's come up quite a few times, just randomly. That word Gateway, I can actually link it to childhood years. But anyway, Jason himself has come up on Instagram, as you said, just randomly there, and there was an instant connection for myself. Could not explain it, no, without any investigation of that. It's just, you look at someone, and the message that was always there, which again I ignored, because I know everything, was you need to be around this man for many reasons. And the first thing that stood out with Jason, which was many, many months ago, probably maybe before December even, was some pictures he had with his family. And I remember that was the first time I ever kind of like really latched onto Jason. That image reflected something that it's very foreign to me. A loving family, warm. And some of you that know me know this, I'm very passionate about that because it's foreign to me. I don't know it, it doesn't exist to me. And that was the first drawing, and that was the message that was there the whole time. So the point of all this, why I'm sharing this flip side, is even with all those little hints, carrots, whatever you want to call it, and I know it, it's divine intervention if you want to call it that, that voice, I still ignored it. I still knew better. And even despite all that, there was still a way that it all fell into place and it happened. The biggest difference was my receptivity towards it. And that's a very big part of why I'm here today. Because over the last few years, like today isn't the first day Jesus is here for me, or I'm committing to God. But it's much more powerful than that. To me, it's something where at a time where I would have felt that you are not lovable, God's there, always there. He is the only voice that's there. While you're there hammering yourself, He's there. He loves you. I've been blessed with a lot of strength, resilience, these kind of things. I never gave credit to anything except my own doing, which we know isn't true. There was a protection level. There was many situations in my life where I'm not proud of them. I'm not proud of how I handled them. I'm not proud of the person I was at that time. But he was there. His commitment never, ever stopped. It was always there. It stood the test of time, despite my, what do you want to call it, petulance, arrogance, knowing everything. It's like, I don't need anything. And then finally, when I decided, okay, you're not doing too well. You're in a big mess. He was still there. Not in scorn, not in hellfire, not in wrath, but just with a gentle hand, a gentle way out, a gentle way to move forward. And that's been the start of my journey, which has been over a few years, but it's really come to this last few months, especially meeting Jason in being a Gateway. But yeah, I can link this to many people, like Peter, John, Annie, like their key milestones to this journey. That's why I've only invited a few people, because it's very much, they were strong indicators by God to say, this is the way you have to go. And I listened. As much as I didn't like it, I listened. And today is much more about my commitment back to God. Not so much about I'm going to transform today, but very much so that I'm going to make the same commitment that's been demonstrated without fail by to someone myself, when I don't think I'd ever deserve the commitment at all. But it's been there, so the least I can do is give that back. That's all.
Good work, good work. Okay, so I just want to ask each of you a corporate question now. And the question is, do you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, that He died for your sins and was resurrected on the third day from the dead? Yes, yes. Then according to your faith, we're going to baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And so what I would like you to do now is I want to invite the music team to come. Father, fill them, I pray, to overflowing. And the prayer that I've prayed for every single person here today, I claim for every member, from the youngest to the oldest, from the front to the back, from the left to the right. In Jesus' name, I declare that you have a great purpose. I declare that you are built for more. I declare that even though in our own selves we are limited, I declare that we serve a God who is unlimited, who desires to do exceedingly, abundantly, and above all we could imagine or dream. So, Father, we thank you for more. We ask for more souls. We ask for more salvations. We ask for more workers. We ask for more resources. We ask, Lord God, for more baptisms. And we thank you for more provision for the vision here at Gateway, so that we can do more in Jesus' name. And everyone said with faith in their heart, amen. 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 I don't know about you, but I could get excited in this place. You know, it's a good thing to celebrate in the house of God, and I think we should close with some celebration, yeah? Hey. This guy, Josh Quinn, I don't know if you've noticed. Hey, Marcelo. Just wanted that. This guy is unplugged. You know, you're no longer plugged in. You're loose. No cords, no leads. There's no strings on you. Let's see what you can do. God bless you, church. We have a missions barbecue right now. It's all going to Africa and our missions to Africa and the Philippines. Consider giving generously or online. Otherwise, see the young adults, the Gateway young adults from 1 to 3 at our place or at 5 p.m. in Ginger tonight. Let's close with some crazy praise.
Thanks for listening to this week's message from Gateway Life Church.
We hope you were equipped, encouraged, and empowered. To stay engaged or to learn more about us, please visit gatewaylifechurch.org.au. We hope to see you soon.